Now we are diverted and our attention is directed to another group, and it's a little delegation of five. They're coming down the dusty road into Capernaum, and verse 3 reads, "And they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay." Now, our attention is directed to this little group of five. And they arranged like this. One man with a palsy, poor fellow couldn't even have made it there. He's in that stretcher. And the other four, the quartets at each corner of the stretcher. And here they come. And they can't get in because the crowd is there. They fill the doors and the windows. Now, I found out in church work today that the thing that is done more than anything else is done by committees. My experience has been, as pastor of many churches, that the committee is the one we depend on. Church work is done today largely by committee in different organizations. And a committee, someone has said, is made up of those who take down minutes and waste hours. They are individuals that come together. They individually can do nothing. But together they can decide that nothing can be done. And that's generally what they do. And I think that this little group had a committee. They had a door committee. They came up, looked around, came back, said, "You can't get in the door." They had a window committee, and they went up and looked around, came back, said, "You couldn't get in the window." And fortunately, they had a roof committee. And the roof committee came back, and they said, "We think we can get him down through the roof." So you see that if you have enough committees, you probably will get one that will function. And so they decide to let him down through the roof, and these men engage themselves in that. Now, it was a thatched roof made of straw. All they did was lay it back, but the problem was getting that man up to the top, then letting him down in the presence of the Lord Jesus. And when they did that, why, they had given all their time and attention to it, I think they were a little embarrassed. And we read then in verse 5, "When Jesus saw their faith." Whose faith? Well, the faith of these men. "He said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Now, that disturbed me for quite a few years. When I looked at that verse, it looked to me like it was the faith of these men that was responsible for this man being saved, for his sins being forgiven. But on closer examination, you see that it wasn't that, because I believe when I was troubled by this, and I still believe it, that you are saved by your own personal, individual faith. It's wonderful to have a godly mother, but you're not going to heaven tied to your mama's apron strings, and it's wonderful to have a godly father, but your godly father won't save anyone but the godly father. It won't save you. You will have to exert faith yourself. You have to be the one. And I believe that's true today. Now, it's not the faith of these men that saved this man, but it's the faith of these men that brought him where he could hear the Lord Jesus deal with him individually and personally, because when Jesus saw their faith, it's their faith that brought him there. And then he deals personally with the man, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Now, when you have that situation, it's a little different, you see. And it was the faith of these men that brought him. And what we need today, I think, in the church are stretcher bearers, men and women, to go out and bring in the unsaved where they can hear the gospel, because there are many people today paralyzed. They have a palsy. It's a palsy sometime of sin, a palsy of indifference, a palsy of prejudice. Great many people are not going to come into your church where the gospel is preached unless you get at the corner of a stretcher and bring them in there. That's what these men did. And so they brought this poor fellow in, and he never would have been in there where he could hear the Lord Jesus deal with him personally and say, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee."